USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Liz McGill, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, resigned on Saturday. This comes only days after her congressional testimony on anti-Semitism drew fierce backlash from students, faculty, and donors. The chair of the university's board of trustees, Scott Bach, announced the decision in a letter to the school community. Bach also submitted his resignation, and Juliet Platt, the vice chair of the board of trustees, was named interim chair by the board's executive committee. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63, which is down 11 cents from last week. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon, although the national average is at $3.16. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon. I'm Skip Kelly.
State-run media in Cuba says the country stopped a terrorist plot hatched in South Florida when it arrested a man who arrived on the island on a jet ski. The report late Saturday said the man is a Cuban who lives in Florida and that he came to Cuba to commit acts of violence. He allegedly was armed with several handguns, ammunition clips, and ammo. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona from countries as diverse as Senegal, Bangladesh, and China. This has prompted the Border Patrol to seek help from other federal agencies. The U.S. government on Monday indefinitely shut down the nearby international crossing between Lukeville, Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico, because of hundreds of migrants crossing daily in the area. Bronny James is back on the basketball court at the University of Southern California. Freshman and son of basketball icon LeBron James made his collegiate debut on Sunday, a little over 4 months after suffering cardiac arrest. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least six people have been confirmed dead after a tornado ripped through Middle Tennessee. Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured. A suspect, Rafael Govia Romero, has been arrested and charged with capital murder and the killing of Texas high school cheerleader Elizabeth Medina. Medina's body was discovered in the bathtub of her Edna home by her mother on Tuesday. Romero was arrested in Schulenburg, Texas, about 75 miles north of Edna, and taken to the Jackson County Jail. Medina's 16 was supposed to perform at a Christmas parade in Edna on Tuesday, but when she didn't show up, her mother found her unresponsive at their apartment. Slowly but surely, the race to the White House is heating up. Laura Winters has more.
To the 2024 race for the White House, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing nine new tax charges, including three felonies and six misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from Burisma, and didn't pay taxes on it.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.